was always a super curious and hands-on child. I loved spending time outdoors. I used to make a lot of mud pies and look for a lot of worms, appreciating beautiful rocks and flowers. And at a pretty young age, I learned how to make flower crowns out of daisies and dandelions. I remember spending a lot of time braiding those into crowns and jewelry and just being so happy wearing these flowers about. And I think that's really where it kind of all started, just a great appreciation of nature and wearing beautiful things.
Shelley Nelson is a jewelry designer who lives in Brainerd. Her work has a bohemian, earthy feel that incorporates metals with agates and stones and butterfly wings, and her pieces seem to almost come alive. Her style has a lot of movement, and it's multidimensional in that some of the pieces have hoops with butterfly wings or stones of some kind hanging through them, catching the air and bouncing around as they do. It all creates a jewelry language that is organic and mesmerizing and fun and beautiful and really, really cool.
Definitely nature inspired. Mm-hmm. So the whole butterfly idea, that stemmed from Hawaii, actually. Found a butterfly in my backyard one day and had to create something out of it for my best friend. The rocks, the agates and the crystals and gemstones like that, that's kind of my other passion. So I would definitely say kind of bohemian, nature inspired.
The butterfly wings are so gorgeous. You've kept the pieces in the original shape of each wing, yet each wing is safely secured in a clear resin. What is that process like, and how did you figure it out?
So there's a few people that are creating them now around, but when I first came up with the idea, there was nothing. And so basically trial and error. Well, the wing itself is actually transparent in nature, but through the process, it can become more transparent. And so my first wings were more transparent, and then basically found a different process to keep them so that they're still full colored. Because if you pour the resin directly on the wing, basically what it does is it kind of dampens all the little hairs and fine scales of the butterfly. So what I do is I lay them flat and paint the resin on layer by layer. And so that would be the most difficult aspect, because kind of depending upon humidity and weather, it depends on how it cures. Sometimes it cures super cloudy, and then the whole layer has to be sanded off.
Whoa.
And redone. Yes. The first quote, like, you have to get the base coat on there, right? Mm-hmm. If you don't have a good base coat, it's out. Mm. But once you have a layer on there and you layer another layer over it and another layer over it, that's where you're building up the layers. But if your first coat gets all bubbly and you're done, that's it. It's quite a multi process making. Lots of curing in between of the resin, and lots of sanding, and I'm actually coming up with a new way of doing it, kind of omitting the resin. I'll be using a form of glass. I've been trying to find a way to still use the full wing in it, but I haven't quite figured it out yet. So I'm going to go more glass and sterling silver and kind of say bye-bye to resin. Just that it's more environmentally friendly. Even though the resin is environmentally friendly, I just want to make less of an impact on the environment and help to preserve it a little bit more. So,
where do you find your cool butterfly wings?
So I source those all over. I did a holiday working visa abroad in Australia. And when I was over there, I went to a couple of the butterfly conservatories over there in Australia, in Indonesia. So some of them come from over there. I do have some various spots in the U.S. as well. So like the gardens that you go to, they save them up for me. And then there's also a few people that do some things with butterflies around the area that I get them from them too.
That's fascinating. So they just send you all their dead butterflies, it sounds like, right? I mean,
it sounds so morbid, but yes.
Well, I can think of a lot worse things to be sent after they die. I think it sounds like it's pretty beautiful. Where do you get your geodes and stones and things like that? Are you just kind of looking when you're traveling?
Exactly. Yeah. I've been collecting stones and crystals and rocks really my whole life. I don't buy anything in bulk, and I don't buy anything online. Always in person, because then I can see it, I can touch it, I can feel it, look at it, and really examine it. Mm-hmm. So all of my rocks are just purchased one by one. And yeah, all over. I've got a lot of seashells that I haven't done anything quite yet with. I found those all around the world in various sorts.
That is Brainerd-based jeweler Shelley Nelson. Her jewelry designs incorporate metal hoops and dangles with seashells and stones and crystals and butterfly wings. Did you take a metalsmithing class or any classes along the way?
I did. I've been all self-taught up until when I lived in Hawaii. A great friend convinced me to take a metalsmithing class. And at the time, I was kind of like, meh, it's kind of expensive. I don't know. And she kind of twisted my arm. And so we took that class together. And that's when it just kind of honestly really exploded from there. After I learned how to metalsmith, I could then source all of my own findings. Before, I was always like making big chunky things out of leather and beads, and I always had issues with like the clasps and how to put them together. But after the metalsmithing class, it just, the world opened up for sure. And then I just kind of stopped doing beads and leather, and I was fascinated by the process of basically taking a sheet of metal and wire and making that into really whatever my mind could create.
When did you realize, oh my God, I can make money doing this?
It was in Hawaii as well. Mm-hmm. At the time, I was a server, and all my coworkers would be like, where did you get that necklace? And I'd be like, oh, I made it. And they're like, God, it's so cool. Like, you need to sell this. And I was like, no. I was like, I just make it for friends and myself. And I don't want it to be a job. I was always worried about if it was my job, some of the love and the passion would kind of come out of it and it would become work, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And shortly after, the necklaces started blooming and coworkers were buying those, the butterfly idea came. And they pushed me for a really long time, like, Shelley, start selling these. And I was just, oh, no, I'll just, keep it pretty light. And so then went through Hawaii just kind of selling really light to coworkers and friends and whatnot. And then I left, and I went traveling abroad. And at one point, I found myself, I did have a holiday working visa, and but the camper van that I purchased broke down. And the work at that time was pretty seasonal where I was at. It was hurricane season. And so I found myself in this position where I was like, okay, all right. I'm gonna give this a serious go here. I started selling jewelry. And so it just kind of bloomed from there. I think one of the biggest things for artists is putting yourself out there. Is it going to sell? Are people going to like it? Is it too weird? I think we often think as artists. And the beautiful thing is, like, when it is too weird, I guess, in quotes, it makes it interesting.
That's Shelley Nelson, Her jewelry is definitely interesting and absolutely one-of-a-kind organic beauty. Check it out on her Instagram page and at her Etsy shop. You can find her at Sea Love by Shelley. That's S-E-A Love by Shelley. I'm Katie Carter. Thanks for tuning in to this segment of Area Voices. Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.